Video, Superintendent of Schools, Goshen County, Ryan Kramer. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, very good. Thank you. Glad the snow held off and we didn't have to worry about a virtual snow day today. So I was a little worried on the forecast on Tuesday evening, that unknown line of where that snow and rain, and you kind of get into this area and it moves, you know, 100 miles north, and it's a whole different world. And weekly last year.
Yeah.
But it was good. Tomorrow is our 15th Intervention Extension Friday. Certified staff are going to be working with students in the program from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. and then at 10 a.m. non-certified staff will continue the program from 10 to 12. Parents do have the option to pick up their children at 10 a.m. from the program. Transportation services are operating at 8 a.m. and 12 p.m. We have our 16th Intervention and Extension Friday next Friday on March 22nd. Prom dresses and tuxedo donations are still needed. Dresses, tuxedos, shoes, belts, jewelry, etc. are all accepted and welcome. Please contact Miss Racine at Torrington High School for drop-off information. You can call the school to get a hold of the office or Miss Racine at 307-532-7101. 532-7101. The prom dresses and tuxedos are available for free for students to use at the upcoming prom festivities. If your student is interested in seeing the available tuxes and dresses, they can see Miss Racine, Jaden Wonder, Audrea Derby, and for questions and appointments to set up in rooms 217 at Torrington High School. Congratulations to the Torrington High School girls basketball team on their consolation championship they won last Saturday. They are a team without any seniors this year and will be very tough next year, too. Today and tomorrow, Torrington High School FBLA is attending the State Leadership Conference in Laramie. And tonight at 6, the Torrington High School wrestling team will host their wrestling banquet in the THS Commons. Also tonight at 6:30, Southeast will hold their winter sports banquet out at Southeast. On Friday, Southeast FFA horse judging team will travel to Riverton for a competition. Also on Friday, the Torrington High School soccer team will have their team pitchers. Then on Monday, Torrington High School will have their instrumental music performance assessment in Casper. Also on Monday, kindergarten pre-registration at Lincoln Elementary School from March 18th through April 5th from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. On March 25th and 26th, they will be open until 7:30 p.m. Registration is available in person and now online. Children must be 5 years old on or before August 1st, 2024 to be admitted to kindergarten. However, if your child will turn 5 between August 2nd and September 15th, please refer to District Policy 5101 for options. Please provide a copy of your birth certificate, of the student's birth certificate, shot records. This can be done by email, fax, or in person. And you can email those to lincoln-office@goshen1.org, or you can call for more information at 307-532-4003. At 4 o'clock on Monday, Southeast Junior High School track pitchers will be taken out at Southeast. Also on Monday and Tuesday, THS parent-teacher conferences will be held from 4 to 7:30. On Tuesday, the Southeast 5th grade will travel to the Denver Museum of Science and Nature. Also on Tuesday, Lingo Fort Laramie THS FFA will host the state qualifying Vet Science and Conduct competition. Southeast FFA members of the Science and Conduct competition will also attend this event. On Tuesday, Torrington High School will have their vocal music performance assessment in Casper. This last Tuesday, the Goshen County School Board held their regular March meeting. During the meeting, the board approved their consent agenda. The items that were included on the consent agenda were District Policy 5147 to allow Torrington Middle School 6th grade students to travel to the Museum of Nature and Science in Denver on Thursday, May 2nd. They also accepted a grant from the Community Healthcare Foundation in the amount of $26,808 for the purchase of vape detectors at TMS, THS, and PRS. They also accepted a donation to food service of a patty maker from Park School District Number 6, valued at $8,339. There's also the approval to purchase 9 cabinet sets for THS classrooms from Torrington Office Supply in the total amount of $11,884.50 from capital construction funds. Also, they approved the purchase for custodial supplies for Trail Elementary in the amount of $5,900 and for THS in the amount of $14,352 from Bluff Facility Solutions. They also approved custodial equipment for Lincoln, THS, TMS, Lingo Fort Laramie for the purchase of equipment from Eek's Office Solutions in the total amount of $7,825. They also approved the purchase of Motorola Apex Consulate from Absolute Solutions for district radio dispatch communications in the amount of $5,009 from State Homeland Security Program funds. And finally, they approved the annual renewal of the Transfinder Corporation for Transportation Route Finder System, hosting communication imagery service, technical support, and upgrade for the upcoming year in the amount of $7,600. The board also approved some contracts for the hiring of Tyler Florschinger as the 2024 elementary summer school principal and Jacob Martin as the 2024 secondary summer school principal. The board also approved the purchase of 430 replacement computers for staff and students and 42 docking stations from Dell Technologies in the total amount of $213,907.63 coming from the General Technology Fund. In other action items, the board also approved the purchase of one KitchenAid commercial mixer, one Vitamix blender, six Cuisinart food processors, and one espresso system in the amount of $12,829 from Perkins funds. These items will be used in the food service program to be used in their instructional program in the coming years. The board also approved contracting with Power Products for the replacement of skylights at Southeast schools in the total amount of $113,585. Upcoming meetings for the board were also discussed. The Salary Relations Committee will meet on Friday, March 22nd at 12:30 and on Thursday, April 18th at 8 a.m. Board members serving on this committee are Matt Sussex, Sarah Chairs, Lena Muller. A work session for the preliminary budget will be held at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April 9th, 2024, prior to the regular meeting at 7 p.m. There is no further business to come before the board, and Chairman Sussex adjourned the meeting at 9:12 p.m. We have a number of job opportunities for immediate openings and some that have been posted in the district for the 2024-25 school year. For immediate openings, we have a full-time custodian position that is shared between Lincoln Elementary and Trail Elementary. We are now accepting applications for the 24-25 school year for a special education teacher shared between Lingle and Southeast schools, a Lincoln Elementary teacher, a Trail Elementary teacher, two special education teachers at Torrington High School, a half-time business education teacher at Southeast, a half-time social studies teacher at Southeast, a secondary math position at Torrington Middle School, a science teacher at THS, and half-time LaGrange Elementary teacher along with half-time special education duties at LaGrange. Please visit the district website at goshen1.org and click on job opportunities for the most up-to-date list of openings. Also, please visit goshen1.org or our Facebook page for the most up-to-date information about the school district. Number of things going on, number of announcements, just kind of continuing the move towards the end of the school year.
The deep breath before the final semester.
Exactly. I looked the other day, and we have about 10 weeks of school left.
Not very much.
No, unfortunately, no. It is coming way too fast. When I was counting those up, I thought, oh my goodness, we have so much to get done before the end of the year yet.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
And talk to you again at School Talk next Thursday.
Sounds great.
All right, we'll talk to you then.